Tampa Bay's morning crew.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Much anticipated. Carole Baskin made her first performance last night on Dancing with the Stars to this song right here, Eye of the Tiger, of course. I think you know who Carole Baskin is, but she was in Tiger King, owns Big Cat Rescue.
Mm-hmm, here in Tampa.
Here in Tampa. Well, she did her dance, and her score was dead last.
It was horrible.
Now,
didn't stay up and watch it, but I watched it this morning on YouTube, and I'm like, really? Like,
all right, before you get into that, let's see what the judges had to say, okay? Here's what the judges had to say.
Okay.
Carole Baskin just danced the Paso Doble to Eye of the Tiger, everyone. I'm still gathering myself. Carole, what I love most is you did not hold back. You went full out, and this is very new for you. That was fantastic.
Carole Baskin, you danced that Paso, you smashed it. Well done. Let's go.
I call it as I see it. For me, you didn't quite kill the Paso Doble. It was kind of sedated.
Yeah, sedated. Like, all right, never mind. I got to make that joke.
It was a catastrophe.
Oh. All right, so explain to me what the beginning of this was. By the way, this is on our Facebook page if you missed it, because I don't watch Dancing with the Stars, even though this is very...
Nobody does.
All right, here you go. Let me ask you this. What was, you were describing to me this morning, what was happening at the beginning.
So her partner, I don't know his name, he was...
His name was Pasha.
Yeah, he came, he was in a tiger cage with like a stuffed animal tigers in there.
Oh boy.
And they rolled that out on the stage and then he came out of the cage and she had on, you know, her flowy leopard print dresses and stuff. And then she had her little flowers around her hair and whatnot, so... Yeah,
she was like clawing at the cage, you said?
Yeah. She said she was clawing at the camera and she was like, arr, you know, like making tiger.
It's so embarrassing.
Tiger faces and she was clawing at the camera and stuff. I mean, it was pretty bad.
Yeah. Well, we kind of knew. Because like there hasn't been a star on that show for like 3 years. It's been interesting. Nelly's on there, which I'm kind of surprised he did, but
yeah.
Anyway, but she's dead last.
I had it on. Well, I was just doing some stuff around the house, and I had it on. And some of the people I was kind of looking over. I'm like, oh, well, they're pretty good. They're actually good dancers. Yeah, she came out, and it was not good. So, but it was the best part of the show last night.
It was during the commercial.
Was the commercial break?
Don Lewis's family. Which you may know is the one where Carole Baskin, we think Carole Baskin had something to do with his disappearance.
It was her first husband who suddenly went missing,
right.
And the meat grinder also went missing the same week.
This is where this comes from.
Carole Baskin killed her husband, whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed him to tigers, they snapped him. What's happening?
Carole Baskin. All right, so that's where that comes from. So, again, somebody's missing their father, which is a sad deal. They ran this commercial, and then the attorneys for Don Lewis's family ran this commercial during Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm.
Don Lewis mysteriously disappeared in 1997. His family deserves answers. They deserve justice. Do you know who did this or if Carole Baskin was involved?
A $100,000 reward has been funded. You can call the tip line.
On her show.
Called her out on it.
Yeah. By the way, a genius move on the attorney's part.
100%.
Yeah, genius move. We were just sitting there going,
I was texting JR and Kevin. I'm like, you're never going to believe what I just saw on TV. I'm like, this is great.
Oh, man. I mean, I feel bad for the family, but at the same time, it's just like, are you kidding me? Nothing seems to click with her, like as far as like reality.
Nope.
It's not like, oh, this is why I'm famous. There was nothing. There was really nothing on that documentary that put her in a positive light.
No.
But she's like, you know what? I'll just tell you what. If I would have known a year ago that I was going to be famous, I just would have laughed out loud. Yeah. Gee whiz.
So do you think she's going to make it into the finals?
You know what? I'll tell you this. They will keep her around for a while.
They will.
I do think it's rigged.
There's no way.
They're not talking about
why do you think she went last?
Yeah.
They're not talking about anybody else on the show but her. They're going to keep her on.
She's the most infamous, and people want to see it. Even if she's horrible, people want to watch a train wreck.
That's right.
And they will keep her around.
Well, I think they got you. You watched it, and now you're hooked. So maybe one more week, there's no way. She's dead last.
Yeah, but also, she has a lot of attention on her right now, where they're like, she'll be talking about it a bunch.
She's up for a murder case.
She'll be self-promoting it. Yeah, whatever. So, all right. That it was just insane. We have these up on our Facebook page. If you want to watch her performance last night,
it's
the commercials up there too. It's very, very interesting for sure. All right, coming up next, there's a company offering over 70,000 jobs coming up. So if you're looking for work, you're going to love this. It's after this. Here's a I Feel Good story for you, 995 QIK. Obviously, 2020 being a tough year, and some people have lost their jobs, have been furloughed and whatnot. Good news, this company is offering 70,000 new jobs. It will be seasonal work. It is for FedEx as they're gearing up for the holiday season. People ordering things online. People need to get their packages delivered all over the country. FedEx says we will do 70,000 holiday workers during the pandemic, which is an awesome news.
Well, I think you and I, everybody out there, we're all ordering more online these days, and they just need more and more workers. And to be honest with you, sometimes these seasonal positions, they turn into full-time jobs because they like your attitude, they like your work ethic, and let's be honest, this is not the whole delivery and ordering things online, that's not going away anytime soon. This is a very secure job. If I was looking for a job, this is where I would be going.
So they're very excited about this. Obviously, this is great news for those looking for work, but you can go on their website where they made this announcement. You can apply, and it will obviously start. What are we? You said we're 100 days? 101
days? 101
days
away from Christmas right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Freaking out.
All right, so seasonal workers, 70,000 employees going to be hired by FedEx. That is your I Feel Good story. So if you're looking for it, it's on their website. Blake Shelton, gunning right here. We have your morning motivation coming up for you at 7:05, and then a brand new 7:15 second date update. Also, ladies, Riley Green going to be on the show. Yes, at 8:20. Lana's going to need to calm down. It's not 8:20 yet. It's only 6:57. All right. Luke Bryan, one margarita, 995 QIK. Time for your morning motivation. Lana, what you got?
If you don't build your dreams, someone is going to hire you to build theirs.
Ooh. I like this.
Mm-hmm.
Go after your dreams, not someone else's.
And if you have something big in mind, do it.
There you go. I like that a lot. All right. We put these up on our Facebook page. You can share it with people, or maybe they're inspiring to you. So spread the love. All right. Coming up, 7:15 second date update. We're 6 minutes out from that on 995 QYK.
Time to find out what's happening in the world of dating with the second date update on 995 QYK.
It's brand new. It's a 7:15 second date update. JR, Lana, Kevin here. Tampa Bay's morning crew on 995 QYK. All right, we are going to try to help out Sarah this morning, who is reaching out to us via email, QYKsecondDateUpdate@gmail.com. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
We're doing great. So in your email, it says you went on a date with this guy named Andrew. Tell us about the date, how you guys met. What's going on now?
Yeah. So I met him on Facebook.
Really?
Sweet guy. Yeah, friend of a friend popped up, kind of randomly. And I was like, oh my goodness, well, what the heck? Yeah. And so we started talking on Messenger, and it's been great. We had really good conversations. And then we went out to Glory Days, and oh my gosh, we had the best time. We had such a good date. We were talking about work, and just what was important to us, and I thought we really connected and we had a lot in common, but I just haven't heard back from him after that. It was just so weird, so I was wondering if you guys could help me.
Okay, so let's talk about the date a little bit. Obviously, things went good on Facebook when you guys' conversations, because you guys decided to go on a date. When you were on the date, what did that feel like to you? Did it feel like the conversation flowed as well as it did on Facebook, or do you feel like it was a little harder to pull words out of him or keep the conversation going?
Oh, no, the conversation was excellent. Like, we talked about work, like, the whole time. It was so fun. And then we talked about just, like, family stuff, you know, and we just really connected. Like, he was, you know, I made him laugh. He made me laugh. It was a great date. I honestly had the best time.
That's strange. He's not getting back to you.
No
answer at all when you've texted him.
No, just, like, kind of ghosting. I mean, like, maybe, like, oh, he'll reply, like, with something, but, like, no, you know, no expression to it.
Right.
It's just, like, kind of empty. It's so weird. So I'm not sure what's going on.
All right, well, let's do this, Sarah. We're going to try to call him for you, and we'll see if we can get him on the phone and see if we can get some answers, all right?
Okay.
All right,
cool.
Hang on. We are trying to help out Sarah this morning on the 7:15 Second Date Update. Jer, Alana, Kevin here on 99.5 QYK. Your first impressions of Sarah, Alana?
Well, she seems like they had a great date. They just went to Glory Days and hung out. She said the conversation was good. They talked a lot about work. And she's really unsure why Andrew is not calling her back or responding to her text.
I found it interesting that they met on Facebook.
Right.
You never really hear that, you know? It's kind of interesting. But, yeah, I mean, hearing from her sounded great.
Yeah, I guess it was like people you may know popped up. She said, oh, we have some mutual friends. What the heck? Got to talking.
Just interesting.
Yeah, that was some good game on her part,
absolutely.
To be honest. All right, so we're going to see what's going on with Andrew and see if we can get him on the phone. Good morning. Is this Andrew?
Yeah, you got him. Who's this?
Hey, Andrew. Sorry to bother you. This is JR, Lana, and Kevin over here at 99.5 QIK. How are you?
All right. I'm good.
Good morning.
I know you guys. I'm a listener, man.
Good.
Awesome. We'd like to hear that.
Hey, man, we wanted to see if we could talk to you for a second. On the air, actually, we're doing something called a 7:15 Second Date Update. You may have heard us talk to people about dates they went on, and we want to talk to you about a date you recently went on.
All right,
sweet. Thanks for being down.
He's down.
Very mellow guy. I like it. We wanted to ask you about Sarah. I guess you guys met through Facebook, and you guys went to Glory Days. You guys hung out. I'll just tell you this, man. She was really hyped on you, really enjoyed your guys' date, and since then hasn't been able to get a hold of you. What's the deal? What happened?
Yeah, Sarah, super, super pretty. We connected. We connected on Facebook and messaging back and forth. And in the beginning, so that was really good. We definitely had a connection. We went out. We went to a sports bar. We went to Glory Days, and it just turned. That's all. That's all I really have to say. I guess it's just conversation in person. It wasn't what it was when we started off on Facebook. And just frankly, just turned me off. That's all.
Well, like, was it a hard conversation? Was there something that got brought up that bugged you? What do you mean you got turned off by that?
It's so when we were messaging, I'm really focused on my work and my career, and it sounded like she was too, and family is important. And then, but when we're in person, she starts bragging to me about how now because of COVID, she's working from home, like, you know, just about everyone who's lucky enough, by the way, you know, to have a job now. And but she was bragging about, oh, I log in the morning for work, and then I go back to bed, or I log in for work, and
I
then
knew
I watch
it.
Netflix.
Yeah.
And I'm fighting every day to keep my job. I can't log in and then go watch binge Netflix. And it was really uncool. I don't respect that. People don't have jobs. Unemployment's over 10%. Here she is. And she was like so, like she was bragging. It was like the whole conversation turned to that. I was just like, I'm not feeling that at all.
She's basically telling you how she's taking advantage of being able to work from home.
She was bragging about how she was gaming the system with her company. She's like, they're a bunch of idiots. They don't check in. They, as long as you log in, it's like punching the clock. And she went out and she was talking about how she gets her nails done. And I'm just not that. My principles, that's just not who I am and what I'm about. So.
All right. Well, listen, Andrew, we actually have Sarah on the phone. We want to bring her back on.
Oops.
Sarah, I would advise you not to say your company's name right now.
No.
But does that sound pretty accurate of a conversation that you had with Andrew?
Well, I mean, hi, Andrew. But, like, hey, like, it's not, what's the deal? I mean, I don't understand what the problem is. Like, I don't understand why that's an issue at all. I mean, like, who cares about what I do with my own time? It's my job. I'm going to do whatever I'm going to do every day.
Well, it's not really a job when you're not working, right? I mean, you log in and then go back to bed. Where's the job?
It's not my problem. I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, everybody else, all of my friends, they're all doing the same thing right now. Like, everyone in my building, we talk about it. We get together sometimes, and we just log in, and we you know, kind of coast, and you can get so much other stuff done in the day. It's awesome, actually.
Do you have the option of going back to work right now?
Yes.
Okay, but you're just deciding to stay home. Is that because you're worried about your safety, or because you like the fact that you can kind of make your own schedule?
I just really like my own schedule, doing whatever I want, you know? Why go in anyway if I can do more stuff from home, you know?
Here's my thing, Sarah. And by the way, I don't want to speak for you, Andrew, but I feel like I kind of know where you're coming from. You just feel like it's a bad look on her part to be talking about how she's kind of, quote-unquote, scheming the system a little bit. That's just the turnoff for you, is kind of the work ethic.
It says a lot about character, and, you know, and I'm fighting every day to keep my job. So here's someone who's bragging about how they're gaming the system. I have no respect for that.
Sarah, how many hours would you say you actually work during the day?
Probably like two.
I don't blame you, Andrew.
Andrew, I got to ask you a question, man. Is this a deal breaker for you?
Yeah, it's absolutely a deal breaker.
I get my stuff done, okay? I don't need you to tell me how to do my job. Thank you very much. It was nice talking to you.
All right.
Good luck.
Well, now Sarah's out.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, listen, guys, I don't think this is going to work. Obviously, I think you thought you had a connection, but this kind of just turned off Andrew, Sarah. So I wish you both luck in your dating lives. Thanks for coming on with us, Andrew. Sarah, thanks for reaching out, and we'll talk to you later. Good luck.
Thanks. All right.
Andrew and Sarah will not be going out again. 7:15, a second date update. 995 QYK, JR, Lana, and Kevin here. Here's the deal. Andrew went on a date with Sarah. Sarah was on the date talking about how, you know, it's great because I work from home and I only work a couple hours a day. And, you know, I get to go get my nails done. I go get to watch Netflix or run errands or whatever. And no one knows I'm doing this. And it's not that big a deal. And Andrew goes, I'm really, you know, focused on my career. I'm really focused on other things. And the fact that you're sitting here bragging about that is not a good look.
No.
And he wasn't having that.
Wasn't impressed with it.
It was not at all, because he just thought that she was scheming the system quite a bit.
Which, well, she is.
Yeah. Kelsey's in Trinity right now. Kelsey, what did you think about this second date update?
Not good. I don't agree with her. I currently work remotely.
Okay.
My company has it set that way. So I work half-time in my office, half-time at home, and I think when you're working at home, you're still working and you need to be working. You don't go get your nails done. You don't go shopping. You don't go back to bed. You work.
Right. Yeah, I don't think her boss would be too pleased with her work schedule.
No, I don't think so as well. I know mine would not be happy with that either.
Right.
And I love your attitude, and I love the way that you are, but and realistically, I don't think a lot of people are the same as you are. I think a lot of people are taking advantage of this.
Agreed. I think there are probably a lot of people taking advantage of it. I mean, is it nice to work from home? I think everybody thinks that it's nice to work from home. I'm a single mom, so it works out better for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still working, and I still have meetings that I have to do, and I still have, you know, projects that I have to finish, and I think people don't have that same work
sure.
ethic nowadays as you do for other people.
Well, Kelsey, I appreciate you calling. You have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Joey's in Tampa right now. Good morning, Joey. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing just fine. Thank you, guys.
Hey, so would this have been a deal breaker for you as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Andrew's absolutely correct. I mean, you know, I don't want to bash the young lady or anything like that, but I think she really needs to rethink, you know, her life in that aspect, because it does not speak very well to who she is as a person.
Yeah.
Andrew has every right to feel the way that he does.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it really shows something about her that he doesn't like. Maybe
right.
someone else wouldn't care, but he personally was like, you know what, that's kind of showing a character flaw in my mind, so I'm not interested.
You know, and it's just, you know, the fact that she came on and, you know, started bragging about it just made
right.
it kind of even worse. So, I mean, you got to kind of step it back. Once you realize you've stuck your foot in your mouth, you got to take a moment. But she wasn't taking a moment. So.
No. Thanks, Joey, for calling. Have a great day.
Hopefully her boss was
listening.
Yeah, you too. Yes. All right. Good morning. It's QIK. Who's this?
Hi, this is Hi, this is Angie in Largo.
Hey, Angie. Tell me what you thought of the second date update.
Well, I really enjoyed it. I understand where the gentleman was coming from, but I am in support of Sarah because I am currently doing exactly what Sarah is doing.
Whoa.
So you're telling me that you're only working a couple hours a day, but from home?
Exactly, in the Netflix and all of that, yes.
Really? So you have no problem saying that? No, your boss wouldn't care if this was happening?
Probably, but somewhat anonymous here.
Yes.
But he has no idea. How do they know what you're doing? You're supposed to be working, and you're working from home. They have no idea.
Well, I can kind of get the majority. I can get everything done in a couple of hours.
See?
Wow.
And then it's playtime the rest of the day, and you're getting paid for it.
But, like, do people write you emails during the day that you don't respond to till the next day since you're not watching it?
No, I do. I check in.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just not constant all day long.
Gotcha.
So when you say you're in the office and you're working, you're really at the beach.
No, I don't go that far. I stay home.
I'll stay home. Yeah, she's just being distracted at home.
Oh, gotcha.
I mean, come on. That's like crazy.
Dishes being done, laundry, and Netflix going on, yes.
Wow. Well, we appreciate your honesty.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for taking the call. I just wanted to share my own opinion and experience.
Well, we appreciate you calling. Have a great day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Does she work here?
I think so.
There's a lot of suspicion around this building about certain people, but it's all good. Well, it was a deal breaker for Andrew. If you missed it, you can hear it on the QYK Instagram or our Facebook page. But right now, we need a player for Adventure or No Adventure for Adventure Island tickets. We'll take caller 9, 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Victoria is in Bradenton right now. It's 995 QYK. She's playing for Adventure Island tickets as we play a game called Adventure or No Adventure. All right, what's going to happen is we're going to read an adventure about all of ourselves. Only one of them is true, and you got to find out which one is true, okay?
Okay.
All right, Lana, what is your adventure?
My adventure is I did a ride-along with the Hillsborough County Sheriff Deputy Charlie and his dog, Deuce.
Ooh, specific. All right, go on. What's mine?
JR, I once rode my motorcycle across the country in 3 days.
All right.
And Kevin is I canoe the entire length of the Hillsborough River.
Out of those three, whose adventure is true? Lana, Kevin, or myself?
I think it's the ride-along.
That would be correct! Yeah. That's right, yeah.
That is right.
As soon as you said the dog's name, we go, oh, yeah, that happened.
But I always say the dog's name.
Well, that's great. So. No, I'm saying that's cool. Yeah. That's cool. What'd you guys do? Did you guys run into any trouble?
Oh, my gosh. A car was on fire, so we had to stop for that. And then another time he turned the lights on. We're flying down Del Mabry. It was so cool to go so fast down Del Mabry with the lights on and everybody's getting out of your way. We pulled some people over, but he was a canine unit, so his dog at the time was Deuce. He's since retired now. He's got a new dog, Smoke. But, man, it was so much fun. I got to go do that again with Charlie.
Now,
so.
Did you pay attention, or were you more looking at the dog, petting the dog?
No, I was paying attention. Right. I was asking questions because we did the overnight. So.
Ooh, wow.
But, yeah, if you ever have a chance to do one of those, it was really fun.
I'll make sure. I'll call Deuce.
Yeah. All right. No, he's retired.
Oh, that's right. Well, he may be.
Smoke
Charlie
now.
Charlie is Smoke
well,
now.
Come on. It's hard to get a hold of Smoke. All right. Guess what? You got Adventure Island tickets. Way to go. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm gonna put you on hold, all right? Hang on.
Okay, thank you.
All right, more of these tickets coming up for you this afternoon at 4:40 with Travis, and then again tomorrow morning at 7:55. We will play again. It's Chris Stapleton, Millionaire. Thanks for having us on Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
Now it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute
on 99.5 QYK.
All right, Well, you know, the ACMs are happening tomorrow night. Keith Urban is hosting the event. It all starts at 8 o'clock on CBS. And they announced some more early winners yesterday. Thomas Rhett's Remember You Young is Video of the Year. And one of my favorites is the Vocal Event of the Year, which is Fooled Around and Fell in Love from Miranda Lambert, Maren Morris, Ashley McBride, Tennille Towns, Kaylee Hammock, and L. King.
Very cool.
Yes, one of my favorites. If you haven't checked it out, it's online at 995QYK.com. It's the second one right there.
See right here?
Right there, second one. There you go. All right, here he's got it finally. Sorry.
That's all good.
We're live radio.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, so that won for Vocal Event of the Year. Now, Miranda Lambert, that is her 35th ACM win with that one, which makes her the most awarded ACM artist of all time. Now, there's going to be a ton of performances. But the first one of the night is going to be the best, so don't miss it again. It starts at 8 o'clock. Each Entertainer of the Year nominee will do a medley of their own hits. Carrie Underwood, Eric Church, Luke Combs, Luke Bryan, and Thomas Rhett. So it's going to be exciting. And here's what Keith Urban has to say about how they're actually going to put on this award show.
A lot of it will be done in different locations. I'm going to be hosting from the Grand Ole Opry House, but I believe also we're going to cross over to the legendary Ryman Auditorium for some performances there. We're also going to be crossing over to the infamous Bluebird Cafe.
And also, Keith Urban is going to debut a new song on his album that comes out this Friday, The Speed of Now Part 1, with Pink.
I love Pink. I just love her voice. Always have. When I first heard her voice on that song, I just couldn't believe it. It just was absolutely stunning. Almost like that song is written for her.
I know there's a lot of Keith Urban fans are excited about seeing him host this event. I also want to remind you and let you know about a new contest that we have on our website at 995QYK.com. It's the Keith Urban Virtual Performance. You are going to be on a virtual performance. He's going to sing a couple of songs from his new album and answer a bunch of questions, and you'll get a copy of the new album. We've got that up at 995QYK.com.
Now, are you going to allow other people to win? Because I know you're going to enter yourself, and when you work here, you can't win prizes.
I can't win. I know. I can't get on this because it's only exclusively for his fans.
Are you part of his fan club?
I am. I get my text messages. I get text messages from Keith Urban. I got another one the other day.
And it's like an automated thing that sends out?
No, it's
really Keith. In your mind, it's real, but I'm just saying like it.
All right. One of the stories that was kind of big, what about a month ago? Garth Brooks walking away from the Entertainer of the Year nomination. And somebody had asked him if he was hurt by any of it.
No, I don't think it hurts at all. They're not saying they don't love you. They're saying, hey, do you think it's time? Say it's time. Love everybody, hug everybody, and for here forward, just be known as the guy that got to win it this many times.
What?
I don't know.
I'm so confused by that. Of course he shouldn't be hurt by it. It was his idea to pull out.
That's right.
But I don't understand that. And if anybody was pressuring him to pull out, they're sore losers. If he's the Entertainer of the Year, he's the Entertainer of the
Agreed.
Year.
Agreed.
Go talk to the ACM board. They're the ones that nominated him.
That's right.
Somebody voted for him to win. So if you're upset about that, well, be better.
All right. So if you're like saying to yourself, well, who is up for Entertainer of the Year? It is Luke Bryan, Eric Church, Luke Combs. No, wait, that's not right, is it?
Hold on.
Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
No, it's right here.
No, it's right.
Luke Bryan.
Is it Luke Bryan?
Luke Bryan, Eric Church, Luke Combs.
Thomas Rhett, Nick Carey.
You know what we should do? We should all talk over each other. It makes the radio sound so much better.
Yeah.
Here you go. Luke Bryan, Eric Church, Luke Combs, Thomas Rhett, Carrie Underwood. That's what you have, unless you printed out last year.
I might have printed out last year. But it does say it right here, too. So, wow. This is
I thought Miranda
radio.
Was in there.
All right, so let's move on.
Don't do that.
We do know that Brooks and Dunn, they are up for the Vocal Duo of the Year with Brothers Osborne, Dan and Shay, and Florida Georgia Line.
Hold on. This one's no good.
They know that they do. They know that they have some competition.
Who's this?
Brooks and Dunn.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, my God.
They're both really competitive.
Maniacally competitive.
Yeah. And not just with each other, I mean, but just with our business, with ourselves, with our compadres, with everything out there, we're both really driven.
That's great, dude. Brooks and Dunn, legendary.
And finally, John Party is going to release a deluxe version of his Heartache Medication album on October 2nd. The deluxe record features 14 of the original songs plus 3 new songs. Heartache Medication is the album of the year for both ACM.
See, here's what I think has happened. Okay, I'm going to break this down. You said
Lana's lost.
So I think we're looking at the CMAs. This is where it gets confusing again.
That's the problem.
The CMAs are in November. I think that's the list you were looking at, and you said Miranda was Entertainment of the Year.
Okay.
I think it's the ACMs. We're confused.
What's coming up Wednesday? It's the ACMs.
It's ACMs.
All right, it's the ACMs. Yeah. And that's your music minute. Right. Can we just move on?
Okay, what do you got? 100% Entertainment ACM. This was printed this morning. Luke Bryan, Eric Church, Luke Combs, Thomas Rhett, Carrie Underwood. That is 100% correct. Miranda's up for Female Artist of the Year.
For the ACM.
Yeah. CMAs are in November. Let's not get confused here, people.
You know what I would do? I would just watch the show tomorrow and figure it out.
Yeah, just
don't
listen,
to us.
Yeah.
Don't listen to us.
We'll try this again tomorrow. Let me say a minute.
Oh, my gosh. Riley Green's on hold. He's going to kill us right now. It's 995 QIK. 995 QIK, JR, and Lana. We got Riley Green on the phone. He is the pride of Jacksonville, Alabama.
That's not saying too much.
I understand. That's why I wanted to give you as much props as I could.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Hey, you know what's cool, though, is you are doing a series called the Golden Saw Series. Now, is this the honky-tonk that your grandfather owned?
It is. Yeah, it was my great-grandparents' house. We sawed some lumber and built a stage and started inviting these old guys over to play and sing country music. And I sort of was the kid out there watching their fingers and figuring out how to play chords. And it became a pretty big thing. I mean, it's, you know, 200-300 old people out there every Friday night. It's been going on for like 15 years now. And I was out at my grandmother's, you know, and went and watched it during the break. And it was just kind of sad that a lot of the folks that used to go out there had passed on. And it was wasn't a big crowd anymore, and the show didn't last as long because there wasn't as many musicians. So I thought doing this little Golden Saw series would bring a little new life to that place and maybe keep that tradition going, and also be a good way to get some songwriters down and kind of let them tell the stories about how they wrote songs.
Well, it kind of takes you back to your roots as well. I mean, how old were you when you made your debut on that Golden Saw stage?
I would say probably 11 or 12, I guess.
Do you remember the first song you sang?
I'm sure it was Mama Tried. That was my granddaddy's favorite, so that was probably it.
So it looks like you've been hanging out with a lot of your country artist friends during the COVID. I see you guys been doing some golfing, some fishing.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty cool that you get to hang out with famous people when you play and sing country music. That's the perk. And, you know, I think everybody's just kind of been so stir-crazy that getting out playing golf and just doing anything. People are happy to get out of the house right now.
All right, we're talking to Riley Green right now. So you mentioned famous people. Who is the most famous person in your phone right now? I know that you and I text back and forth, but let's move past that.
I had your number. Probably Randy Owen. You know, Randy did a song with me on my EP that just came out.
Look at you, man. I like this.
Yeah, from Alabama. So that was a pretty huge moment for me because he's a pretty legendary guy.
Yeah, any pro athletes in there?
You know, when I was on tour with Brad Paisley, he came up to me after a show and said, "Do you know Mike Trout?"
Wow.
And I was like, "The professional baseball player, like the highest paid player in baseball?" He's like, "Yeah." I was like, "No, of course not." And he's like, "Well, he asked me if you were going to record this song, something about your grandpa."
Yeah.
This was right after I'd written "I Wish Grandpa's Never Died," and it wasn't out yet. And he said he was tired of watching this video on YouTube. He wanted to know if you had a recorded version of it. So anyway, through that, I ended up getting Mike's number, and we sort of stayed in touch. When I got new music, I'll send it to him, and he's a big country music fan, turns out.
Yeah. Hey, man, the new EP is called "If It Wasn't For Trucks." I am loving the album cover because we're big animal fans right there.
Is that your dog?
Is this your dog in the picture?
That's my dog and my truck. Sadie.
That's Sadie?
Yeah.
All right. Do you have a name for the truck?
Old red truck.
Yeah.
Old rusty red truck,
man. And congratulations on the ACM award.
Woo.
New male artist, my man.
Yeah, you know, that's a pretty cool deal. I was happy we're just getting nominated, so getting to win that award and getting to perform on the HGM Awards is going to be a huge opportunity for me.
But let's be honest. I mean, you're a former athlete yourself. It's one thing to make it to the finals. It's another thing to win the finals, and that's what you did. So it's a lot sweeter, though, right? That you won this thing?
Yeah, I mean, you get a trophy. You know, I don't have a whole lot of trophies in my house, so it's nice to have to put up on the shelf.
I didn't say you were a good athlete. I just said a former athlete.
That's fair. That's kind of like saying I was a college student. I wasn't a good college student.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, I know that one. So with the ACMs, are you playing somewhere separate from everybody else? I mean, where's your location going to be?
Well, you know, they're doing the Ryman and the Opry and the Bluebird.
Okay.
Three locations they're filming these performances in, and I'm doing mine at the Ryman, so pretty special place. All three are pretty iconic venues, so that's something pretty cool that they decided to do, since, you know, things are very different right now for this award show.
Absolutely, man. We are starving for live music, so this is great. The EP is If It Wasn't for Trucks. Get that. It's Riley Green, your new Male Artist of the Year, ACM Award winner, brother. Appreciate your time today. Stay safe. We can't wait to see you, okay?
Thank y'all very much. Enjoyed it.
All right, Riley. See you, buddy.
See ya.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK. You're 21 years old. You are a dispatcher in Flagler County for the sheriff's office, and you get a call regarding a little baby, a 6-month-old child that wasn't breathing. All right, you're 21 years old. This is insane, right? So you hear about these dispatchers being so calm, cool, collected, but 21, hearing these frantic mothers on the phone or frantic people on the phone. Well, we want to talk about this amazing girl, Mackenzie. Mackenzie Davis is the 911 dispatcher. She got a call from a very frantic mother. Listen to this. I'll give you chills, and listen to how calm she is.
My baby is like unresponsive.
No, ma'am, I need you to take a deep breath for me. We're going to do CPR, and I'm going to help you with it, okay?
All right, so that happens 1 hour.
1:30 in the afternoon.
And by the way, baby, safe and sound. She walks her through CPR and saves the baby's life, all right? Now, an hour later, a woman calls about finding her husband, 71-year-old husband, face down in the pool.
Ugh.
Here is her reaction to that.
I need you to kneel next to him. I need you to put both of your hands right in the center of his chest, right in between his nipples, okay?
I mean, I was to the point where I was just ready to go down and just say, this is it, he's gone. But she's, no, he's not. We got him.
And they did get him. He survived.
Wow.
Within a 2-hour time frame, she saved two lives.
That's
21
amazing.
Years old.
I mean, you really just have to give her props,
Mackenzie,
for, like you said.
Unbelievable.
Just to remain calm and to focus on what's important and help these people, help the people. And they're panicked. So at 21 years old.
It was insane. And the fact that, you know, obviously very happy that the child and the 71-year-old survived. But you hear her talk in the interview, too, and she's just so calm, cool, and collected. You would think she's been on the job for, you know, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, and you got to be that way, obviously, as a dispatcher. You can't freak out. And she goes, you know, if you're calm, they'll be calm. If you sound confident, they'll be confident. But
and some people just have that way of
right.
being during those times.
So Mackenzie Davis, Flagler County, working for the sheriff's office, got to say, way to go. And thank you so much for serving our community. Kind of the theme song of the night. 995 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Yes, the one, the only, Carol Baskin debuted her dancing skills last night on Dancing with the quote-unquote Stars, which they're using very, very loosely. Here she is talking about if someone would have told her she would be on Dancing with the Stars, what she would have done.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. My life got turned upside down by the documentary Tiger King. If somebody had told me last year that I was going to be on season 29, Dancing with the Stars, I would have laughed out loud.
Yeah, we would have too. But you
After
are on Dancing with the
last
Stars.
Night, we laughing out loud still.
Now, kind of break down this performance from the video. Describe the video for people who haven't seen it.
So the guy she was dancing with, he came out in a cage that had stuffed tigers in it. It was on the dance floor. And then she opens up the door, and she's clawing at the camera, and she's doing the, you know, like, you know, she's looking at the camera doing the tiger.
She was doing what again? sorry. All right, Glenn.
Like it.
And then clawing at the camera, and the two were just, I don't know, dancing. She's got this long, flowy dress on like she wears. She's got the flowers and her hair around her head.
That little halo.
Like the
thing.
Halo, yeah. And I think you could have probably danced better than her last night, JR. It wasn't good. I'm sorry. It wasn't good. All the other people on the show looked like they had been practicing and they were really getting into it and they knew what they were doing.
Nothing against her in this perspective of her age.
Some people just can't dance.
There's a lot of young people that are on there dancing too, so it's probably a little very difficult to keep up. I will say this, though. The outfit was obviously tiger print and inspired that. And the judges had this to say about her first performance.
Carol Baskin just danced the Paso Doble to Eye of the Tiger, everyone. I'm still gathering myself. Carol, what I loved most is you did not hold back. You went full out. And I know this is very new for you. That was fantastic.
Carol Baskin, you danced that Paso, you smashed it. Well done. Let's go.
I call it as I see it. For me, you didn't quite kill the Paso Doble. It was kind of sedated.
Yes, it was definitely sedated.
Yeah. Now, they waited till the last performance for Carol to, obviously, you know, to keep the people watching. But that wasn't the best part of the show last night. The best part of the show was when the family of Dawn Lewis, her first husband, who was presumably dead.
And she's a suspect in that.
Yeah. The family and their attorney ran an ad during Dancing with the Stars.
Commercial break. They bought commercials, and this is one of them.
Dawn Lewis mysteriously disappeared in 1997. His family deserves answers. They deserve justice. Do you know who did this or if Carol Baskin was involved?
A $100,000 reward has been funded. You can call the tip line.
Sure do.
Carol Baskin killed her husband, whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed him to tigers, they snack him. What's happening?
Carol Baskin.
I mean, it's not really we're having fun with it, and that's a TikTok video, but I mean, this is a weird ordeal. She's kind of in the spotlight, but also there's this little dark cloud over here that's going, hey, what happened? Because there's a lot of money. The guy's will changed last minute.
And there's a family who don't know what happened to their dad.
Yeah. So it's interesting. But people are going to like Dancing with the Stars. They're going to take advantage of her celebrity right now and her attention. And trust me, they don't think she's going to win, but they're going to keep her around for a while, I guarantee
milk it.
They're going to milk this all as they can. So, yeah, it was very interesting and surreal to see Carol Baskin on Dancing with the Stars last night. And you know what's interesting is she probably was the biggest star on the show last night, for sure.
I didn't know anybody else on the show except for Nelly.
Well, Nelly was there, so he's kind of a star.
And I only know him because of the FGL, and now he's working with Kane Brown.
There you go. It's all connection right there. All right, we'll see what happens. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK. Time for Trending in Tampa Bay. We go to one guy and one guy only that we trust. He is a Jesuit high school graduate, home of the Tigers. Mm-hmm. He is a USF graduate, home of the Bulls. ACM CMA winner, 22-year veteran in the business. And he, yes, does have organ donor on his license.
Oh, for the love of God.
This guy does it all.
My goodness.
Kevin, what is trending in Tampa Bay?
Tom Brady's anticipated first game playing for another team other than the Patriots drew huge ratings for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers game against the Saints on Sunday. Too bad they lost. According to Nielsen Media Research, the game is projected to be the most watched telecast of any kind, not just sports, of anything.
Wow.
Since the Super Bowl in February, which was the Chiefs 49ers.
Wow.
So it was huge. And they didn't look great. So
next week's going to be just, I feel like, the same. They want to know what's happening.
Let's hope. So that's what's going on there with the ratings for the Bucs. Presidential nominee Joe Biden will be in Tampa today holding an event at Hillsborough Community College's Dale Mabry campus, which is right across the street from Raymond James Stadium. That's happening at 1:30 this afternoon. Biden will be sitting down with veterans for a roundtable discussion. It is his only stop in the Bay Area today. Congratulations to the University of Florida as they were named the number 6 public university in the country by U.S. News and World Report. They were number 7 last year, so up a spot.
What does that mean?
They're a great
It's tradition.
Great university.
Oh.
And I'll tell you why. UF ranked highly in their business, computer science, and engineering undergraduate programs.
Oh, okay.
Don't let Lana throw you off.
She can't.
She can't. Oh, that's why he's a pro. I told you.
Number one on the list, UCLA. Also on the list of top 50 universities is Florida State at number 19. USF right here in Tampa, number 46 on the list. And finally, the Tampa Bay Lightning can head to the Stanley Cup Finals if they win Game 5 tonight against the New York Islanders. Game is at 8 p.m. on NBCSN. When the Bolts win, they will play the Dallas Stars in the Stanley Cup Finals. See what I did there? When yes. they win.
Oh, I got it. We're here.
Dallas won the Western Conference last night after beating Vegas. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
There
go, Bolts. Let's go to the Stanley Cup Finals tonight.
I love it. I love it. All right, there he is, 22-year veteran, ACM CMA award winner. Like I said, an organ donor on his license. That's a big deal, people. I'm just telling you. And if you try to go to his house, it is by appointment only when it comes to autographs and things
you
like that.
You found out firsthand.
I was there. I waited.
Absolutely.
And they go, no, sir, you don't have a mask and you don't have an appointment.
That's
so
right.
You can't come in.
Absolutely.
That's what it happened. But you think you work with the guy, he might let you in.
No.
That's not happening.
No.
Have you tried this, Lana?
No, because I can't even get to the gate. They won't let me through the gate port into the neighborhood.
And your car's not reliable enough to get to the
true.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We love spending our mornings with you, and we thank you for choosing us to hang out. All right, Kevin, what was your highlight of the show?
We got to speak to Riley Green this morning, and he has already been announced as an ACM winner, which the show is tomorrow night on CBS, but he is the new male vocalist of the year, so we got to congratulate him. So that was pretty cool. I mean,
yeah.
Got to congratulate an ACM winner before the show even started.
Also got to ask him the most famous people in his phone, which is very interesting. So you can listen to that right now on the QYK Instagram and our Facebook page as well, the Riley Green interview. All right, Lana, what was your highlight of the show?
Well, I lost it during the Music Minute because we were so confused over the... There's three award shows in the next 60 days, and it's just very confusing because they all have, like, the same letters and
stuff. CMT.
Yeah.
ACM and CMA.
Right. Well, let's focus on what's going on tomorrow night, the ACM Awards.
Yes.
And I just want to clarify for those at home, Luke Bryan, Eric Church, Luke Combs, Thomas Rhett, and Carrie Underwood are all up for Entertainer of the Year. So we are going to find out tomorrow night, 8 o'clock on CBS, hosted by the one and only Mr. Sexy Keith Urban.
There you go. Very excited. We know what she's doing tomorrow night. All right. Have a great... yeah. Well, I'm talking about you. What you'll be doing tomorrow night is watching Keith Urban.
Yes, I will.
I love it.
Yeah.
We always have fun on this show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.